Good morning to you too, Jared. People are still talking about this one with LBC's Wednesday Morning News. I am Steve Lindell. If you listen to the Indy 500 Sunday on WLBC, you remember the crash where a tire flew off of Kyle Kirkwood's car. Just missed the grandstands.
No one was hurt as the tire landed on a car parked outside of IMS. However, there was one other fan in the stands who had minor injuries from other flying debris. IndyCar now looking into the incident.
IndyCar will look at it, will determine what really happened. We haven't seen a wheel come off in a long time, but and you know, we have high fences here, but we were very fortunate we didn't have a bad accident.
Series owner Roger Penske, IndyCar saying that the required wheel tether on Kirkwood's car did not fail, so they're still trying to figure out why the tire flew off of his car. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. The Madison County Health Department mobile unit will be at Tent City Thursday, June 1st, 1 to 3 p.m. behind Anderson Fire Department, 44 West 5th Street in Anderson. Health screenings will be conducted along with free STI screenings. Peer recovery personnel will be there, and free COVID vaccines will be administered.
This is House Call for Health. Now that Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer, is behind us, it's time to look forward to the official start of summer and some fun in the sun. But that also means it's time to update your skincare routine. Or you could also avoid the sun altogether, stay inside, hopefully with some air conditioning, and enjoy a nice cold lemonade. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Madison County Free Music Fund starts this week. Here's WLBC reporter Brett Busby.
Anderson's extended summer concert series kicks off this Friday at Dickman Park in Anderson Town Center. Toy Factory will be taking to the stage at 7:30, and the release reminds you to take your chairs to relax for the great show. A food truck will be on location, and downtown restaurants and establishments open for food and drink. The concert is free to the public. Brett Busby, WLBC News.
And historically, women tend to live longer than men, but the gap is growing in the U.S. According to CDC, in 2021, life expectancy for women is 79.1, for men, 73.2, a difference of almost 6 years, the largest gap in more than a quarter century. Water safety, that and national next on LBC.